breakfast time.
Not hungry.
You have to eat something. You have to eat something. You have to eat something. Or you'll shrivel up and blow away. You have to eat something.
Oh, no.
You have to eat something.
Say it ain't so.
You have to eat something. Or you'll shrivel up and blow away.
Okay, how about rocks?
That's not what I mean.
I'll eat my socks.
Oh, those aren't clean.
I'll eat the stereo.
Too expensive.
I'll eat the patio.
It's too extensive.
I'll eat the chair.
Where will we sit?
I'll eat my hair.
Oh, that's full of grime and grit.
You'll eat it.
You'll get so thin your clothes won't fit.
I'll eat my underwear.
Oh, that's it.
You have to eat something.
Oh, no.
You have to eat something.
So.
You have to eat something.
Oh.
Or you'll shrivel up and blow away.
How about our goldfish?
That's our pet.
So?
No.
It's fish. People eat fish.
No.
Why not?
It's too small, and you'll still be hungry. And we don't eat our pets.
People eat some animals, and fish are animals.
Well, scientifically speaking, in biological terms, we're animals too.
Then I'll eat my brother.
No, you've got no other.
Then I'll eat my sister.
No, we'd miss her.
I'll eat Grandma.
We love her a lot.
I'll eat my cousin. I have a dozen.
Stop, you can't eat your family.
So basically, you're saying that we can't eat anything that we have an emotional attachment to?
Right.
But I really love my food.
That's different.
And I love macaroni and cheese.
Oy.
I really love it.
Okay, mac and cheese for breakfast.
Yippee!
You have to eat something.
Okay!
You have to eat something.
It's great.
You have to eat something.
Or you'll shrivel up like a raisin.
Raisins are good.
Here, have some. I didn't know you liked mac and cheese this much.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I want to marry it.
Yeah.
And live happily ever after.
Finish up.
And have little macaroni and cheeses and raise them as my own.